All right, back in the booth. Here we go, back in the booth. Doesn't look like I'm peaking that much though, so that's good. Kind of losing my voice, which is bad. In preparing for the River West 24, I've been hopping on a lot of local bike paths. It's really fast. Whether it's the Oak Leaf or the Inner Urban Trail, there are plenty of opportunities for long paved rides. But imagine a loop of trails spanning across 400 miles of the state. We'll hear about an effort to create just that later in today's Behind the Headlines. Welcome back to our show, and thanks for your patience in the past few weeks. I'm Katie O'Connell, and as a music editor, I've been a bit busy lately with Summerfest, but it's good to be back. We're diving into politics first during today's show. The Republican National Convention looks a bit like a cheesehead convention. Reporter Mary Spicuzza and Watchdog columnist Daniel Bice discussed how five Wisconsinites are set to speak in Cleveland during this week's Jazz on Politics show. To find out more about This Week in Politics, download our full Jazz on Politics podcast. That's available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. A new project by the Rails to Trails Conservancy wants to link bike paths in seven counties in southern Wisconsin. The project is called the Route of the Badger. Wisconsin Trails editor Chelsea Lewis sat down with Michael Meidenbauer for more. To find out more about the Route of the Badger project, pick up today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or visit wisconsintrails.com. In this week's business segment, editor Joe Tashler talks about his story on Wauwatosa's Metcalf Century Supermarket. It's a family-owned business competing successfully with Walmart and other supermarket chains. How is it doing that? Reporter Tom Dakin found out. Joe's story can also be found in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If you don't get a chance to pick up a copy, you can find the story online at jsonline.com/business. That does it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week for a special report from investigative reporter Mark Johnson. Mark brings us the latest from his trip to a refugee camp in Jordan. Take care until then.